you said that you were clear that you wanted to travel with your friend. And when did you start actively saving for that?
I think it must have been in that 66 when we got those penal rates, and I felt there was a lot more money that I was used to, so that all went into that savings account. So it didn't take long. It was quite, if you did like shift duties, like you'd get, if you did a morning and an afternoon, which we often worked, you'd be on an afternoon and work a morning. So you would get paid extra for working, and certainly for in theatre, working 12-hour shifts, you got paid extra for that.
Do you recall how those penal rates came about? What occurred that
That would have been through NZ9 and negotiations. And Frank Watson, he was the male nurse who was, they used to go and negotiate in Wellington in those days, and he was very proactive. He wanted something done for nurses. It was, and of course he would have been paid more than us, being a male.
Do you think, was that partly what was happening too? Are we getting to the point with equal pay coming in?
Well, it must have been. When did that all start? That would have been mid-60s, wouldn't it? Where that woman in I don't know her name, but something happened, machinist in England, out of London, Dagenham.
Oh, Dagenham. Yeah.
Yeah, and she got the ball rolling there with that government, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's flowed on?
I think something must have been flowing, starting to happen.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So you hadn't, as a nurse, you hadn't been on penal rates at that point, you just got a flat pay packet.
Just flat, yeah.
And then suddenly things change.
Yeah, well, I certainly noticed a huge difference. Yeah.